Whitlock, white liberals are threatened by independence. Self-determination of black people, they want us dependent upon them. By Jeff Poor on October 31, 2020. Friday on FNC's Tucker Carlson Tonight. Outkick.com's Jason Whitlock weighed in on the backlash some high-profile black Americans were facing for supporting Republican President Donald Trump's re-election bid instead of his Democratic Party counterpart, former Vice President Joe Biden. Whitlock asserted there were white liberals, like Chelsea Handler, who were treated by the independence of black people. Partial transcript as follows. Carlson, Jason, why just the kind of mania about trying to force certain people to stay in their prescribed lane? Why not just kind of ignore it? Let it go. Like, you know, some rapper wants to vote for Trump. Okay, who cares? But they do care. Why? Jason Whitlock, Outkick.com, oh, because white liberals, just being very honest, like Chelsea Handler, think it's their job to control, maintain, and limit the amount of freedom that black people enjoy here in America. We are supposed to be beholden and dependent upon them, and it threatens them when people like Lil Wayne, Ice Cube, 50 Cent and any of these guys stray from their prescription or course of action that they want us to take. It threatens them. And it is her job as basically a modern-day overseer to whip us back in line, and it really is that simple. Carlson, so she is disempowered by this because Lil Wayne, who she imagines she has some kind of authority over, him disobeying her means that she is less powerful. Whitlock, it means that he is more powerful. And I honestly believe that not all, but there are a lot of white liberals who are threatened by the independence and the self-determination of black people. They want us dependent upon them. There is a superiority complex. There is a "you guys can't do it without us" complex. And there is a "we want your vote and we want you in line with our feminist agenda." We want to meld the two off of the back of oppression that black people have faced. We want to advance all these other things that have nothing to do with black people. Carlson, the feminist agenda. I'm not exactly sure what you're saying, but I have the feeling it is very close to the heart of this. Can you explain that a little bit? Whitlock, well, look, the greatest beneficiaries of the civil rights movement and a lot of people's view, and certainly in mine, has been white women. And I'll go a step further. Women have advanced off of oppression of black people, white women in particular. And Tucker, I'm just going to go all the way there. I think we are now seeing the LGBTQ community latch onto black oppression and try to use it to advance their call. And anybody that strays from those agendas and that support any person, black person that puts their advancement and their priorities ahead of the feminist movement and the LGBT movement is going to face stiff repercussion over social media in particular. And there's going to be celebrities, white and black, that are used like attack dogs to make sure that certain black men and others stay in line with the movement that the elite liberals want us to stick to, and that's the matriarchy, the empowerment of women, and the empowerment of the LGBT community. Carlson, boy, you are not allowed to say any of that. Which makes me think, you know, I wanted to hear more about it. But it almost sounds like some of the people who are jumping up and down and making the most noise about how deeply they care about black people may not actually care quite as much as they say they do. Whitlock, well, one of the biggest mistakes we, as black people, made is we mistake affinity, affection for respect and freedom. And affinity is not a substitute for respect. Affinity, a lot of times, and affection has almost everything to do with the giver. When you understand affection, that pleasures the giver as much if not more than the receiver. Respect pleasures the receiver and reveals the character of the giver. And so I just think one of the biggest mistakes that we, as black people, make with, oh my God, they like us. That doesn't mean they respect us. That doesn't mean they have their best interest, our best interest in heart. What it means is they like the pleasure they receive from the show of affection. Carlson, yes, it's a very, very deep point. And by the way, I think a lot of us make that mistake. Jason Whitlock. I'm glad you came tonight. Thank you for that. Whitlock, thank you, Tucker. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.